Bushun in den Wemagani dug, Beisha go benesia que indigo, Mong in du dame, ga usis guajime cog in dun chaba, ga misqua wako cog ninda, Elaine Fleming nindishin a cause. So, most people know me as Elaine Fleming, but I prefer to be called Beisha go benesia que. That's one Thunderbird woman. And that's the name that Mezananaquet, my elder, told me the universe knows me by. And today, you know, it's really amazing. I teach at the Leech Lake Tribal College. And nowadays, when you're talking to the students, most of them have Ojibwe names. And there was a time, like when I was going to school, and even when I first got out of the military in the later 1980s, that people didn't have their names. And so things are changing, you know, we're picking up those things that we lost. And also, what's really cool is at the Leech Lake Tribal College, we require that our students introduce themselves in Ojibwe. And they're able to do that quite easily and very well and in a very good way when they're doing their presentations. And so I'm from Gamiskwa Wakokog. That's where I live, on East End, beautiful East End, Cass Lake, Minnesota. I live about a block north of where old John Smith, the man who was thought to be 137 years old when he died. He lived down there by where the old round table used to be for that railroad tracks. And then I live about 3.5 blocks north of the St. Regis Superfund site. And that's something that the logging industry left with us when they closed down the old Wheeler Lumber Mill in Cass Lake. It was, I think it was about 1980 when they did that. And it was declared a super fun site. But that's another story. And I'm from the Ga'usisquajimekog. That's the reservation, the Ishkonigan, that I'm a member of, the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. And I welcome you to History of Leech Lake. Oh, this is cool. We can share, we can have a radio show. We have our own public radio station. That's so cool. And then we have a radio, we have a history show on there. And we have all kinds of other really cool shows too. You can go cruising down Highway 2 to Bina or to Bay Mijigamog, or you can head south to Walker and to Onigam. You can turn on KOJB. And you can listen to our powwow songs and to news about the Leech Lake Reservation. Jeez. So here I am. I've been talking about hunting and fishing and treaty rights. I was talking about when the American Indian Movement came to Gamiskwa Wakokog Cass Lake in 1970. And they came here because they were going to support us from the reservation when we went out to practice our fishing rights. And it was a time of dis-ease on the reservation because of the racism, because the white people didn't understand us, had not been educated about our rights as a people. You know, that we're a people of nations, we're not ethnic minorities. And we have treaty rights. We have sovereign rights as a nation. And so I was talking about a book that was written by McKeegan Gaving, and it was Onigam in the Leech Lake Agency. And in there she was talking about the food. And it said that when William Thurston Boutwell established a mission for the pillager ban in 1833, he said that the families gathered their own corn and ate wild rice. He also talked about the fishing. You see, the missionary Boutwell also needed to feed himself. He had a barrel and a half of flour and 90 pounds of pork to last him through the winter. And Boutwell, he wrote in his journal that within a month, the Ojibwe fisherman who helped to gather fish for him had 6,000 tulabies for their winter supplies. The tulabies were drying on a scaffold. And it just amazes me, you know, that tulabie is like a little whitefish. And I was saying that, you know, when on a reservation, when they concentrated people onto a reservation, it's understood that we need to be able to feed ourselves and support ourselves from the resources of that reservation. And Leech Lake Ishkonigan, this reservation, is at least 50% water. And so we're water people. We eat fish and we eat wild rice. And, you know, when I read about, when I was reading about the fishing and about the food, it reminded me of my own refrigerator at home. In it, I have the remains of a smoked whitefish, which I purchased when I went to the drum and dance competition in Reamer last month. And while there, I purchased two smoked whitefish from an Ojibwe family from the northeast side of our reservation. The whitefish were smoked by Deborah and Lawrence Gochi. They net in ball club. But this year, 2017 and 18, I've not been able to get one fresh whitefish to eat. I don't know if people aren't netting for them as much as they used to or not. I used to get whitefish from Onigum, from a fisherman there. And he's gotten too old to set net now. And the same is true for my brothers, Punti and Gary. We used to set net together as a family. After the EPA told us to quit netting for whitefish in Pike Bay, we did pretty much quit fishing there. But Punti did set net on the far east side of Pike Bay by Pike Bay Beach. I remember that last time I went out with Punti on the east side of Pike Bay. It was evening, and the clouds were all puffy. Punti said that the Anaquad, the clouds, they looked like the blankets on a rumpled bed. After the EPA meeting, we did start netting in Lake Winnebogoshish, which is on the northeast side of that lake, is where we would go to, and we'd have to travel a good 100 miles, you know, to get up there and to come back. But and so fishing, it's a thing about the food that we eat, but it's also about being able to sell and trade the fish so that we can support ourselves. So around our house on track 33 on the north side of Cass Lake, there were always fish nets hanging. There were tubs lying around and an old boat loaded on its trailer with a motor attached ready to go. There were fish scales all over the place, and the smell of fish, always a smell of fish coming from our house. Then my oldest brother, Punti, he got too sick and old to fish. But my brother Gary would continue to fish. He'd fish with Gene Rock. Gary never had a car, but Gene did, so they made a good pair of fishermen for a while. Then they got too old to fish. Now I remind people that I love whitefish. It's my favorite fish, and I'm willing to buy some if they catch any. If you catch any, I love buy whitefish, I'll buy it. This year, I was gifted a couple of tulabies, and those are similar to whitefish, but they're smaller. I roasted one of them next to an open fire in a cast iron skillet, and when it was almost done, I put a little bit of maple syrup on it, and it was so good. That was the time that Andrew Zimmern was in town, and they were interested in learning about the way that we cooked and also about the lumber industry and our relationship with that. So the other way I cook the tulabie too is just like I would cook a regular whitefish, is I like to bake them, and I put a couple of bacon strips in the middle of it, and then I'll put some salt on there and a little bit of maple syrup right towards the end and bake it up. So this all leads back to the public meetings that the Environmental Protection Agency had with International Paper on our reservation in the mid-1990s. After a periodic five-year review, EPA told the Leech Lakers that we shouldn't be eating the whitefish from Pike Bay. That's where my brothers had set net, and the refrigerators of the older Ojibwe were full of frozen fish, whitefish being their favorite. So at the time I raised my hand, I was beating, I remember, but I took the time I raised my hand and asked the representatives of EPA what my parents and I were to do with our whitefish. Were we supposed to throw them away? You see, a nation has to be able to feed itself. That's called food sovereignty. We were told to quit setting net for whitefish in Pike Bay, so that's why my brothers began to travel to Lake Winnipegosish to set net. And that was that good 100-mile round trip, whereas Pike Bay was about 3 blocks away from our home. So that's messing with our food sovereignty, that ability for a nation to be able to feed itself, that lumber industry. So that's all for today. Mi kwech bisandawi egg. Thank you for listening. Meet you.